Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome in to a PGA Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks again for joining us here. It's the 106th. PGA Championship. It's year 25 of Real Golf Radio, and we're so pleased to be able to talk golf with you here on the show. Coming up, we're going to welcome in two-time PGA champion Dave Stockton, and Dave was at the Champions Dinner this week, had some great stories to share, and then obviously has some opinions on Tiger Woods, who is supposed to be the upcoming Ryder Cup captain. But to this point, he said he's not quite sure if his schedule is going to allow it. So that's a really interesting story, as Bethpage is coming up in just a little over a year from now.
Yeah, and you know, Bethpage is, of course, here in New York and on home soil. And then you've got Ireland, which is across the pond. And, you know, could if Tiger waited till then, could they be, or could he be, the first captain and the first team to win on European soil in quite a while, however many years
it has been since 93.
Yeah.
So Belfry, like I think something like
that. Yeah. So, but the interesting thing is Tiger Woods is in the mix of a lot of hats that he's holding up right now with, the players board and, with PGA Tour Enterprises and everything and trying to get this PIF deal done. And so, he just wants to make sure that he gives it adequate coverage for what the PGA of America and what the Ryder Cup team needs as far as they're in New York.
Yeah, his role as captain. Yeah. And obviously, what he's doing with the advisory board is going to have impacts for years and years to come on the PGA Tour. So it's a very big deal, no doubt about it. Tiger not making the cut this weekend, but always great to see Tiger there and give it a go and hit some good shots, but just didn't quite have it. In the meantime, Xander Schauffele, wow, unbelievable, opens with a 62. Scottie Scheffler, 3 weeks after paternity leave, holds his second shot for eagle. And then everything that happened Friday morning, we're going to talk about all that next. It is insane. It's craziness. But wow, what a fun weekend shaping up at Valhalla for the PGA Championship. We'll talk about it next here on Real Golf Radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
The results are in a nationwide double-blind taste test. Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, it's here. Everyone stay calm. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. And when I say low, I mean low. I got my kids Jumping Beans tees for $3.99. Treated myself to some cute tees and tank tops under $5. And got great finds for our patio 50% off. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash on all of it. Sounds too good to be true? Well, I guess you'll have to go to Kohl's and find out for yourself. Select styles. Offers end May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. You can find us on X at Real Golf. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. It's the PGA Championship, 106th playing, second major championship for the men this season. And obviously, as we talked about coming into this one, it was all eyes on Scottie Scheffler, 1-1-2-1-1 in his last five starts. Rory McIlroy, a pair of wins in his last two starts. Brooks Koepka with a win on the LIV Tour, and lots of anticipation and excitement, but nothing could have prepared us for what happened on Friday morning. I mean, look, typically we're out on site at these events. This week we are not. And so to wake up at 6 a.m. Mountain Time, which was 8 a.m. Eastern, 2 hours after this happened, and seeing the news unfold, I honestly felt like I was punked out. I was being punked. I'm like, somebody is, you know, the orange, you know, jumpsuit mugshot. I thought this is the work of, you know, the Photoshoppers. What in the world actually happened? It took a while to process. Obviously, it was more rattling for Scottie Scheffler. We're going to hear from that. But, you know, just a remarkable scene that unfolded. And then for Scottie to go out there and shoot 66 afterwards, in 25 years of doing this show and covering professional golf, I can't think of anything that compares. Can you, Bob?
No, not really. Not at all. Especially not before a major championship second round or any round in a major championship. I mean, we've seen, you know, the unfortunate incident with Tiger Woods and hitting the fire hydrant and all that kind of thing, but never like this. And Scottie Scheffler and him being walked away with handcuffs behind his back and being put in a squad car. When I woke up yesterday morning, it was crazy. I couldn't believe what was transpiring. And then with everything that was going on, how the starting times got pushed back a ways and that kind of thing, which allowed him to play his second round.
Yeah, can you imagine if the weather hadn't come in? And of course, there was a tragic accident that kind of precipitated all this as well. Let's hear from Scottie. This was the statement he made, you know, and again, hats off. I mean, what a guy that would come in after all of that and do a media session. Here's how Scottie started with his statement.
First of all, you know, my sympathies go out to the family, Mr. Mills. I can't imagine what they're going through this morning. You know, one day he's heading to the golf course to watch a tournament, and you know, a few moments later he's trying to cross the street and now he's no longer with us. So I can't imagine what they're going through. My heart, you know, I feel for them. I'm sorry. My situation will get handled. It was just a chaotic situation and a big misunderstanding. And I can't comment on any of the specifics of it. So I feel like y'all are gonna be disappointed, but.
Yeah, that was how he started things. Reiterated he couldn't comment on the specifics as it's ongoing.
Although he did.
Well, he didn't talk about the specifics, and we'll hear some of the things about how it all went down or what happened to the officer or anything like that. But let's just start with Mr. Mills that was killed. He was coming. He's a retiree that was coming to work security, and his family said that he was enjoying his time at Valhalla. They're very deeply saddened, obviously, and he's going to be really missed. The scene was chaotic, and it was really unfortunate. It was dark. It was raining. There were lots of lights. And, you know, from what I've gathered from the comments of those that have been on site is that entrance into Valhalla was pretty precarious. You've got three lanes and you've got, you know, shuttle buses, big tour buses coming in and out of there and kind of not really clearly defined walkways for people that had, you know, that some people had wandered out on the road and were being, you know, escorted back by officers that they were in danger, you know, they needed to get out of the way, but it wasn't really clearly defined. So I don't want to speculate further on that, but I suspect that's not good, right? I mean, you know how these are done, Bob. The logistics are planned out to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And so, again, I don't want to speculate further, but I don't think, I think that's going to be something that gets brought up later on, you know, when it comes to the Mills family and so on and so forth. As for Scotty, like he said, his stuff will get handled. But what we do know is we saw a video of him being walked away in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Apparently, he was trying to divert around traffic that was jammed so that he could get into the clubhouse. He was in a courtesy car. He had credentials, was allegedly, you know, told to go ahead and get around by one officer, but the other officer that got, you know, injured was not having it or wasn't on the same page in communication wise. And so he got some injuries so much that he went to the hospital. An $80 pair of uniform pants were destroyed in the process. So there's that. And so, I mean, I don't mean to make light of it. I tend to give the boys in blue the benefit of the doubt. This one just seems like, as he said, chaos and miscommunication and things will go on. But I don't.
It was a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
100% that just kind of kept snowballing on top of each other until, you know, Scotty came along and was ushered away and taken away and booked and fingerprinted and everything. It's just, it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's really, really crazy that this could happen.
Yeah, it is. Let's hear more from Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, I was pretty rattled to say the least. You know, The officer that took me to the jail was very kind. He was great. You know, we had a nice chat in the car that kind of helped calm me down. And I was sitting there waiting to kind of go in. I asked him. I was like, "Hey, excuse me, can you just come hang out with me for a few minutes so I can calm down?" And you know, I was never, you know, angry. I was just in shock, and I think my body was just, I was shaking the whole time. I was shaking for like an hour. It was definitely a new feeling for me. And he came out, and we had a nice chat, and then the officers inside the jail were tremendous. A couple of them made some jokes, I think, when they figured out, you know, who I was and what happened and, you know, how I ended up there. You know, they, this one older officer looked at me as I was doing like my fingerprints or whatever. And he looks at me, he goes, "So do you want the full experience today?" And I kind of looked at him. I was like, I don't know how to answer that. And he's like, "Come on, man, you want a sandwich?" And I was like, "Sure, I'll take a sandwich. I hadn't eaten breakfast yet." And so, I mean, they were really kind. I'm grateful to have, I'm grateful that we have, you know, such strong police, and you know, there are protectors out there. And you know, like I said, we just got into a chaotic situation this morning. That's really all it was.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, do you want a sandwich?
Do you want the full experience? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd answer that either when you're getting booked into jail. The full experience.
Exactly.
I mean, there must have been a million things running through your head. Like you said, I don't know how to answer that. I did see Scotty and Wyndham Clark talking. It was three holes in where they were actually, I could tell he was sharing the experience, and Wyndham's just walking with a little kind of curious smile on his face while a little bit more animated Scotty was sharing some of the details. But, you know, he said, you know, obviously he was rattled there. Here was more of his comments about his experience in jail.
I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit, but yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
Yeah, so, I mean, Bob, what else do you say in this situation? Obviously, you know, the accident and the loss of life was the bigger issue and yes, the challenge. But then it turns to the competition, and from there, you've got the number one player in the world and a guy that's in contention that just got detained and went away and almost didn't make it back for his tee time. And fortunately was able, you know, comes to mind Rory at the Ryder Cup, you know, being escorted by the police, yeah, to get back to his tee time and went on to win his match. And, you know, obviously from a police standpoint, you know, waking up and seeing, you know, Tiger's mugshots, you know, here or there, you know, on some, yep, things. So just kind of just surreal, just all around bizarre. But I got to take my hat off to Scotty for the way he has responded to this and the way he has handled, you know, himself through this. You know, obviously he could have, he said at no time did he name drop himself to try to get out of the situation.
No,
I mean, that's, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I thought that was amazing as well. You know, the thing about these players and what's so good, what they do so well is they compartmentalize everything that they're going through. And then when they get on the golf course in between the ropes, they can absolutely drown out everything, all the noise, and compete.
One of the storylines is, of course, Tiger Woods becoming the next Ryder Cup captain. Dave Stockton's going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about that. He's a two-time winner of the PGA Championship. So that's straight ahead. And hey, why don't we talk a little golf, Bob? We'll do that coming up next. There was some great golf being played, including by Scottie Scheffler. We'll continue our PGA Championship edition next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com and find out about this all-new great resort in southern Utah. We're talking first class with the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, a resort center hotel with spa, convention center, steakhouse, sports grill with, by the way, did I tell you the sports grill has 5 indoor hitting bays in it? This is going to be a super cool place. Incredible pro shop, pickleball facility, water park. I mean, this whole thing, it's got it all. And it's about to open up later this summer. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Get out and play it while you can by booking your tee time at blackdesertresort.com. And if you want more information on the PGA Tour event coming up as well as next year's LPGA Tour event, go to blackdesertevents.com. Hospitality, general admission tickets, sponsorships, all available. And for information, volunteering as well there at blackdesertevents.com. Appreciate Black Desert for their support here on Real Golf Radio. Bob, when we've talked a lot about Scottie Scheffler, obviously, let me ask you about his golf so far. When Scheffler goes out there and he's 9 under par at the halfway point, what's your thought? I mean, here he is, 1-1, 2-1, 1. Pretty obviously, this is an amazing heater, but there was a lot of questions coming in. How about 3 weeks off? How about welcoming a new child to the world? What? How will his focus be? He promptly holds his second shot of the tournament for Eagle, and off he goes. I mean, Scottie Scheffler, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and the interesting thing that's going to transpire today is that Scottie Scheffler is not going to have Teddy on the bag. Teddy is going to one of his kids' graduation. And so for Saturday's round, he's not going to have Teddy on the bag. He's going to have a friend carry for him, and Scottie's going to kind of be left on his own. But, Teddy's probably taught him pretty well about, his game and what he's going to be doing as well as he knows it. But Scottie Scheffler, the guy blows me away that he's able to come out from having a child, get there at the beginning of the week, and told his boy before he left that he needed to leave to take care of some business. And he felt that leaving on Monday, if he left on a Wednesday, it wouldn't be adequate enough time to prepare and get ready for the tournament, which he felt he needed to do. So he left, got there Monday night, played Tuesday and Wednesday, and then was able to start the tournament. As you said, he held his second shot for Eagle. But he has gone on. He's now currently 9 under par with rounds of 67 and 66, 5 under in the second round with everything that transpired. Scottie Scheffler plays in the moment. He gets in between the ropes. He takes it a shot at a time. He slows things down. He's an amazing golfer.
No doubt about it. In the first round, he had an eagle, 4 birdies, 2 bogeys, which is pretty good. I will say that the inspiration coming off of the birth of his child obviously trumps spending the morning stretching in jail, because he opened the first round with an eagle on the first hole, and he opened his second with a birdie. So Obviously, eagle, first hole, birdie, second hole, baby over jail, right? There's that. Yeah. But look, in the second round, even after being rattled and all the stuff he talked about, just a single bogey to go along with those 6 birdies. I don't know how else you can say it. Other good play that we got to talk about, Scottie Scheffler, obviously in position to win Major number 2 out of 2 this year. Remember, the caddy called Denny's. He's calling the Grand Slam ahead of time, right? So he's throwing the Denny's prediction out there. Scottie Scheffler doing his best there to be in position to do just that, which is remarkable. Xander Schauffele opens up with the 62, Bob.
Yep.
9 birdies, 9 pars. They lengthen this golf course to over 7,600 yards. You're not supposed to be able to do that, and Xander does it. How about 4 rounds of 62 in major championship competition? Xander's done it twice. Incidentally, Bob, none of those three players that have shot 62 in that major went on to win that major championship. Correct. So I don't want to throw any shade on what Xander's doing. I loved his comments after the first round. It's a round I'll obviously take. Wish I could do it in the final round, but I'll take it in the opening round. Xander, coming off of a heartbreaking loss a week ago at Quail Hollow, and jumps out and gets off to a great start and is in position to win his first major championship. He and Tony Finau both looking for their first majors amongst some of the others there in contention.
Yeah, Xander Schauffele, I was going to say that. Yeah, he played extremely well last week. He had a five-shot lead, I think, after the second round and wasn't able to finish it. But it wasn't because of what he did. It was everything that Rory did. Rory absolutely flat out beat him, and especially in the final round when he shot 65, when everybody else was kind of treading water. So Xander Schauffele, it's great to see him play. His play in the first round was amazing. Just fairways, greens, putts, needed to make putts for pars and stuff. He did. Xander Schauffele is, I think he's got a pretty good chance going into the weekend to knock this one off. And, you know, the PGA Championship, one of the things that they're known for is first-time winners. And Xander Schauffele, and somebody that's never won a major championship before. And Xander is a guy that fits that mold. So I really like Xander Schauffele for the weekend.
Well, and they got Colin Montgomery. That's right. Or sorry, Colin Montgomery. Wow. Morikawa. That's a Freudian slip. Yeah. Colin Morikawa. You talk about, you know, he picked up his first major at the 2020 PGA at TPC Harding Park. He would go on to win the Claret Jug. But he's a two-time major champion sitting there at 11 under par. What do you think? Morikawa's not necessarily a guy that we talked about coming in this week, but he's a guy you always got to think about. And how about that Friday when he went out and birdied 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, dropped a bogey at 9, but came back with birdies at 13 and 18. I mean, pretty impressive stuff what he was able to do. And he seems to have that game. When he's on, you would expect him to be a factor every single week. We just haven't seen as much out of it lately from Colin Morikawa.
Yeah, Colin Morikawa has struggled with his game, especially over the last year. But things are starting to come back into form, and he's really playing some nice golf right now. He made one of the things that people talk about him is his putting, you know, and he uses that claw grip. He made some really nice putts in that second round from about 20, 25 feet, and that helped him get to 11 under par.
Let's talk about some of the guys that didn't necessarily play so well. And I think it's worth noting, Bob, that there are some guys that are fading. And I got to talk about John Rahm, because Rahm, it wasn't that long ago that John Rahm was at the top of the heap. He was the number one player in the world. He was the reigning Masters champion. And, you know, you started looking at it. Here's a guy that has a U.S. Open and a Masters. And you would think he might be the next one to win the Kerr Grand Slam. And then he takes the bag. He leaves. And it almost feels like he's faded into the obscurity along with his game. And you can tell he feels it by his comments. I mean, coming out to pretend like he was still a member of the PGA Tour and he wants to support the PGA Tour when he clearly left and went to live that's trying to squash the PGA Tour. I mean, it's hard to compute that. And he just doesn't have that same swagger on the golf course that I've seen from him in the past. It's almost like he knows it and he feels a little unsettled with it all.
Yeah, definitely uneasy, and especially uneasy with the players that have been with the PGA Tour. John Rahm made some strong statements last year that about his career and about history and about wanting to continue to win majors and win tournaments on the PGA Tour, and then he ended up going for the big money at the end of last year. And like you said, he is suspended from the PGA Tour. He's not actually currently right now a member of the PGA Tour, yet in his mind, that's what he said in his press conference when they spoke with him on Tuesday. So unfortunately, John Rahm is, he's feeling the outside looking in and Mr. Irrelevant right now.
He's caught in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, he's wanting both sides. He wanted all the money. He wanted all, but I think he thought this would all resolve itself a lot sooner and that he wouldn't necessarily fall from grace from all of the fans. And maybe that's the story that they sold those guys, but it's not exactly how it's playing out.
No, and it's not playing out like that. And he's yet to win on the Live Golf Tour either. So, unfortunately, he's having a hard time.
Similar story with DJ Phil. Although Phil's getting older, so is DJ. Hey, coming up next, as we mentioned, Dave Stockton, a two-time PGA champion, joins us next. Good stuff. Stay tuned. You'll like this one. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. And, you know, one of the storylines this week of the PGA Championship, of course, PGA of America, hosting this major championship this week. They also govern and operate the Ryder Cup team for the United States. And we still have a Ryder Cup captain to be named for next year's Ryder Cup in New York. So to join us right now is a guy that could talk a little bit more about that. He's a two-time winner of the PGA Championship, won 10 times on the PGA Tour, and captained the 1991 Ryder Cup victoriously for the United States. Dave Stockton joining us right now. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And I guess you were out at the Champions Dinner this week at Valhalla. That's always a cool thing to be a part of, huh?
Yeah, that was really a cool dinner. I pictures of from Churchill Downs were unbelievable, and they scrolled on the message board down by the finish line. They went through all the past champions in history. I got a hell of a picture. A lot of guys are just themselves winning it, but Kathy and I showed up with her being 8 months pregnant at Southern Hills, and I've shown it to all my friends. It's a hell of a picture of the two of us down there. So it was a great night. Kepka did a great job. He brought his own. I guess if you're on live, you can have your own cook and everything else, or chef, I guess they'd call him. And it was a dinner to remember. The PGA has changed since Mickelson won it at Kiowa, because we'd had big in the starting back way 50 some years ago when I became the PGA champion for the first time. Nicholas would take the guys into one room and the wives would be under Barbara's wing in the other. And over the years, they developed a dinner that had 200, 250 people in it that wasn't much fun for the players. And at Kiowa, it was the first time we had the owner of Kiowa Island and about two of the PGA officers in the room, maybe three, but there was like 10 of us. Well, here at Churchill Downs in Louisville, we had almost 20. I think we did have 20 players there, but I think 19 came to the dinner. And there were only three other people there that were not players. So the talk is very different when you're not talking to your newest friend you just met 20 minutes before. And the stories are going back and forth between the guys. And, Kepka's dinner was probably one of the best I've ever seen at a past champions dinner. He left no stones unturned, and it was a phenomenal meal. I think he's trying to get all of us fat and happy so that they could see our feet and play basketball. So it was a great night, really a special night. I wish Kathy had been there with me.
So, I'm a food guy. Tell me what was on the menu and what you guys had.
Oh, my God. They started out with potato salad, but they're like red potatoes sliced about an eighth of an inch. They might have been like the size of a quarter. All these little pieces of potatoes, and they were unbelievable. Warm, had a great taste to it. Then came mac and cheese. Then everything barbecued, from chicken to brisket to on down the line. And then after you've had all the start, when they had carrots, the carrots were hotter than heck, grilled broccoli. That was unbelievable. And then they came out with half potatoes with caviar. That wasn't bad.
Wow.
And then the dessert and they had a salad to start with that had cornbread. And I've had cornbread, but I've never had anything close to being as good as this. It was a phenomenal deal. And then they went to dessert, and I had the chocolate thing with all sorts of stuff, or you could have the peach cobbler, or there was a third choice, all with vanilla ice cream. So from start to finish, and then we walked off with a bottle of their best, Kentucky's best bourbon and the whiskey. And from start to finish, it was a hell of a night.
Cornbread's a tricky one because, it's got to be just right or it's just too dry, right? I mean, that's the challenge with cornbread.
Yeah, this had honey in it and something else because it was moist. It had a consistency of being almost like carrot cake or something.
Oh, there you go.
But it was unbelievably good. I'm an eater. I don't know how to cook, but I can eat. And it was a fabulous dinner.
Hey, there's golfers and caddies, there's cooks and eaters. I mean, you're more of the player eater guy. That's okay. That works.
Yeah, you got to be a specialist. You got to do one of those.
It's pretty interesting. They're playing Valhalla again. We've had a Ryder Cup there. We've had a few PGA championships there. It amazes me that they've extended this golf course out to almost 7,600 yards. They played it in the first two rounds at 7,500 yards, and the second round they had rain, and yet it doesn't faze these guys. They just play away, especially with soft greens, and make lots of birdies.
Well, they don't care if they're soft or not. I mean, how about last week at Charlotte? It was 76 or 700 yards, and McIlroy is just taking the place apart, and the greens are like absolute concrete. I mean, absolute concrete, and he still shot what he shot. It's amazing how good these guys are. I mean, people don't realize where golf's come, and it's just the courses they're playing are not that easy, trust me, but they're making it look that way.
Dave Stockton joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So also at this site, you were a vice captain and assistant captain in the Ryder Cup in 2008. That was a big Ryder Cup. Like, that was one the U.S. needed to have. And Captain Azinger went a little bit of a different route, put the pod systems together, put all you assistant captains with those pods. And what do you know, it turned out to be successful. I want to just, the surprising thing to me is that from that, even though that was such a big win and it was seemed so well executed from a captain standpoint, Zinger never got another look. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that and how good that particular team was run and why he didn't get another look.
Well, you asked me a couple, three questions there. First of all, I think he did the best job as a captain of anybody that I have been around. And I had Hebert as a captain. I had Dal Finsterwalder, who did a phenomenal job since I was playing terrible in 77 and living in St. Anne's. But he knew the players, and he knew how to pair them and everything. And Azinger took it to another level. He profiled his players that he wanted to get, very similar to the way I did at Kiowa. He used Ron Braun out of Atlanta, and I used Deborah Graham out of Texas. And so you knew your players well, which some of the captains hadn't bothered to do that. But Azinger went, you know, miles further with this pod system. And his big question was whether to have four pods of three players apiece or three pods of four. And Tiger answered that for him by telling him you need four, because if you had three guys, good guys playing, one guy's going to have to sit out or borrow somebody from another pod if they're even number in the pods. So there were three assistant captains, Raymond Floyd, myself, and Olin Brown. And so we all had four guys that we were taking care of, and that was our responsibility, which let Zinger be free, you know, to do the stuff he had to do. Plus then he upped the number of players that you could pick to four from two, which, you know, I'd have loved to have four at Kiowa. I had a great team, but I could have made it even better if I had four picks instead of two. Because the two guys I left out were Tom Kite and Tom Watson, who are not exactly slouches, especially Watson on a Lynx golf course like that. So Azinger got it all right. In fact, after the opening ceremony, Faldo fell all over himself in his opening speech. And Azinger, he just had his number. He knew exactly what he was doing. There was no doubt in anybody's mind we were going to win that. Didn't make it who they put him together or anything. And it was a serious win, and it kind of transformed the Ryder Cup, because at that point, he just come off of prior to, you know, Payne Stewart should have been the captain, but of course we lost Payne, and Lehman took that, and then Azinger came. This is 2006, and Azinger gets picked. He was asked to be in 2006 the captain, because he was the only PGA in the history. Prior to 91, when I was the captain, only two players in history had never won the PGA and were good enough players to be the captain, and that was Arnold Palmer and your dad, Billy Casper. And so there's a lot of – I knew they were going to pick Azinger at some point. So the phenomenal job he did, yeah, I think he would have made a great captain again, but I'm personally glad he didn't, because it's I was a one-time captain. In fact, I've been on four teams now, and I'm American that's never been on a losing team, and I don't really, you know, I'm a much better winner than I am a loser, I guess, you know, put it that way. But he gives other people chances to be the captain, and I think that's highly important. And as long as, I mean, because Pavin followed Azinger, and Pavin, because he was on my team, we're good friends, and he said, yeah, I'm going to make some changes. I said, well, before you make any changes and stuff, you talk to Zinger, because I know Zinger got it right. I don't know what you think you need to change, but he had and Corey, except for small things, here's a guy that has rain suits that leaked for some reason or other, because they put them across their back, their names across their back, like they're on a baseball or football team, and you know, they all leak from the stitching. Yeah, their rain suits were wonderful, except they leaked whatever. if your last name was a real long last name, you were in serious trouble. And that was, I think that. Winning over there. So it's such a fine line now with, you know, the way Nicklaus got in this, and we start playing against Europe instead of Great Britain and Ireland. It's highly competitive, and look at the last two where they killed us in Rome, and Stricker killed them at Whistling Straits. So You know, it's going to be interesting at Bethpage coming up, because it's going to be, you know, be our home team. We should be favored, but it's hard to tell. It really is.
You know, Luke Donald has already been tabbed as the Ryder Cup captain for Bethpage, and there's a lot of being said about Tiger being the next captain. And, you know, he hasn't committed to it yet fully because of other circumstances with the PGA Tour and that kind of thing. But as far as Tiger, or as far as picks for captains, who do you think, if Tiger decides not to do it this time and maybe wait until Ireland, who would you think would be the guy that the PGA of America puts their finger on to be the captain for this next one?
Well, that's interesting, because basically, if you'd given me this interview 8 years ago, I knew the succession. And the succession would have been Mickelson and Rome. Well, both Mickelson and Tiger want Bethpage. And if Tiger wanted it, Tiger would have had it. And so when Mickelson jumped the LIV, which eliminated him being a Ryder Cup captain forever, I'm assuming that Tiger is going to step in, and he needs to step in, because, you know, we got our clock handed to us there in Rome for whatever reason, and we need to get back more. It was just interesting what we could learn from Whistling Straits with Strick, the first captain that never even won a major. And yet it was in Wisconsin, and it was great vibes up there with him being from there, support and everything. So they got it right. But I don't know of any other person to tell you, except, you know, Mickelson's out, and he would have been in Rome 2 years ago. But I didn't know anything about it until I got to Whistling Straits, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about Zach Johnson, and I'm going, huh? Phil must have done something to somebody else that I don't know anything about. But that was a transformation. It would have been Mickelson and then Woods, or vice versa. But everybody assumed that Tiger would get New York. So I don't have anybody else to tell you. I'm hoping Tiger says yes, because we need to get back on the winning track.
Dave Stockton joining us. I threw out kind of a crazy notion that maybe Keegan Bradley, you know, I know he's not a New Yorker, but he's a Northeastern guy. And, you know, I know he's still trying to make the team, but I don't know anyone that has as much passion. And I don't know if he'll make the team, but I just thought that's a complete departure from what we've done in the past. But just kind of curious, just at that notion, if you would scoff at that, or if you think that's interesting.
I don't think Keegan would be picked. I talked to him at length there, because I hadn't seen him since Rome, and when he didn't get picked, which I personally was hoping he would get picked, but he's not kind of in the group of guys that always plays together in Florida and the other stuff. And, you know, there were, you know, I was myself two of the picks, because I got six picks. I mean, you had to be able to pick the team you wanted. I was kind of rooting for Keegan Bradley to get one of the spots for sure, and also Cam Young, who I think is going to be a hell of a player, and I think he could have stepped up the way Scottie Scheffler stepped up at Whistling Straits. Nobody's a rookie, you don't expect too much, but it's the kind of rookie that can really make an impression on people. So I really don't know. Keegan's out of the loop as far as this group that kind of is in, you know, there's all sorts of people, JT and Spieth, and, you know, there's a bunch of them that all Ready. Hang together. Ricky Fowler, they all hang together and stuff, and I think they control more of the say of who's going to be on. The players definitely get to pick them now. It's not the PGA of America. It's all of us go back. We look back at history, and we wonder what in the hell, who blackballed Larry Nelson, because nobody can figure out what happened with that, because you win two PGAs like I did my second one at Congressional, and my first thought is I'm going to be a Ryder Cup captain. And someday, somewhere down the line, and here's Larry, who's a Hall of Famer, and he's also won the U.S. Open, and oh, by the way, he's got the best Ryder Cup record in history at 10-0. Why in the hell they didn't pick him for one of the spots? And when they had a chance, when we went up the first time in 2004, and we're up at Sutton's up in Michigan, and they asked us, and there were eight of us there. It was the first time we'd ever been former captain and been invited back. And they asked us who we thought, and they gave us the five names, and they stepped out of the room, and we talked for about a minute and a half, and we all said, well, you need a six. You need to put Larry Nelson on that. and it wasn't meant to be. I mean, Azinger was the only PGA champion, which gives him the inside track like it would give Keegan Bradley if the other guys weren't PGA champions. But it's still, you know, prior to my getting it, like I said, you know, you had to have won the PGA or the odds you getting to be a captain. I mean, I'll tell you how good a player was worried was Tom Watson, who followed me and was one of the few that have won overseas. Maybe the last time we won, I think, over there when he followed our victory at Kiowa by his across the pond. So a lot goes into it, guys. And we needed somebody with passion. You need somebody the guys respect. And I'm assuming Tiger gets it this time, and we'll have to figure it out next time. I'm ready to put Scheffler on the list as young as he is, but I mean, I'm having fun because I'm enjoying this new watching this year of growing up with Nicholas. And if you stole anything away from your dad, Billy Casper or something, or Arnold or Jack, and then all of a sudden you have Watson and Trevino, different people coming, but then all of a sudden Tiger comes in, and I think the guy's got a serious problem now with between Rory McIlroy and Scheffler. It's so great for the game. I mean, everybody's complaining about we're split, but I like where we sit, and I like the players that are playing our tour. I miss Koepka, and I know why Koepka went to live, being hurt and wasn't sure how he's going to play. It was fun talking to him at the past Champions Dinner there. I mean, he's a three-time PGA winner, and he's won more majors than any other tournaments. And, you know, I miss him being out there because I think he really respects the game in the correct way. And, you know, it's fun to be in the middle of it. I'm coming off a high after being there and seeing all the guys there at Louisville. And we do. We have a great tour, and it's one that we need to stand behind.
I love it. Dave, thanks for sharing your passion and your thoughts, and congratulations on being a part of that elite group for your, you know, great career and success that you've had at the PGA Championship and Ryder Cup. We always appreciate you spending a few minutes talking with us.
All right, Brian. Okay, Bob. Take care, okay?
Okay, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Stockton joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Love his passion for the PGA of America, the Ryder Cup, and, man, you can just hear it. And it's so cool that they honor their champions and allow them to continue to come back and enjoy that. It's something that we've talked a lot about, Bob, especially at the Masters. Yep. Those kind of traditions yep. are important. All right, thanks to Dave Stockton for joining us. We'll talk more about this Ryder Cup captain, who might be there if it's not Tiger. It's a really tough question. Seems like it's Tiger or bust at this point in time. But we'll get into it on the back nine, hour number two. Stay tuned. That's next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Laura Winters.
I've always believed that the promise of America is big enough for everyone to succeed. And I mean that, everyone to succeed.
President Biden busy courting black voters, which polls show he's been losing this election cycle. Biden scheduled to speak at Morehouse College in Atlanta. On Friday, he marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that desegregated public schools in America.
Education is linked to freedom. Because to be free means to have something that no one can ever take away from you. And that's the power of an education.
But I want to just start off by saying hello, Minnesota. This is a great state. We're going to win this state.
Donald Trump speaking at the Minnesota GOP Lincoln Reagan dinner Friday night.
How about that? Before I get up, the teleprompter fell down. That's great. Great going, fellas, back there. Then they want to know why I didn't pay the bill. You know, I get a lot of heat.
Earlier in the day, Trump and wife Melania attending the graduation of their son, Barron. The judge at his hush money trial in New York City at first denying the request and then allowing Trump to go. World champion golfer Scottie Scheffler will continue to play at the PGA tournament in Kentucky today. After being arrested yesterday and released, he has a tee time today and a court date on Tuesday. Police arresting him, accusing him of assaulting a police officer after he drives around a fatal accident scene while trying to get into the golf course. While it was dark out, he was in a player's car with a placard showing. Scheffler booked, his mugshot released. He's facing four charges.
I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so.
Scheffler's attorney says he will plead not guilty at the arraignment on Tuesday and that this is all one big misunderstanding. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Turning now to the Middle East, as fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli troops able to recover the bodies of three hostages, the two young women and one man, were killed during the terrorist attack at the music festival on October 7th. Hamas taking their bodies to Gaza. The remains of 22-year-old Shani Luke, one of the three people recovered. Her body was paraded in the back of that pickup truck by the terrorists in a video that went viral.
It's just horrible news. Our hearts go out to the families who are having to deal with this terrible news.
The IDF reports that the bodies of three hostages killed in the October 7th Hamas attack have been recovered. Israel's chief military spokesperson confirmed that the hostages were killed at the Nova Music Festival and their bodies were taken into Gaza by Hamas. The remains were recovered during an overnight operation. Over 100 hostages are still reportedly being held by Hamas. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, aid trucks with supplies and food for Gaza residents rolling in on a brand new pier built and paid for by the United States. Here's National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Additional aid from the United States and other countries is arriving in Cyprus, where it will be screened by Israeli authorities and loaded onto ships for delivery via the maritime corridor, the temporary pier.
Taking a look now at your money, a history-making moment on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 134 points to close above the 40,000 mark for the first time ever. The NASDAQ down 12 points, the S&P 500 gaining 6. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number 2. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. It's year 25 of the show, covering the PGA Championship. 106th edition of the PGA. First time back at Valhalla since 2014. What's significant about that? Well, that was the last time Rory McIlroy won a major championship.
Yeah.
He defeated Phil Mickelson by a shot.
So you think about it was getting dark?
Oh, it was totally dark.
Yeah.
It was wet. It was dark.
And he won to finish. He didn't want to come back the next day.
Of course he didn't want to come back.
And Ricky was right there, too.
He was.
Yep.
So you look at the PGA Championship at Valhalla, and it's produced some pretty dramatic results. You had a 3-way playoff in 2000 with Tiger Woods and Bob May. I mean, how good was that one?
Yeah.
Three-hole aggregate. Playoff.
Yeah, aggregate.
Tiger birdies the first, runs in, points to it. Then they, I think they tied the next two holes, but that was the difference. Yeah. The 2008 Ryder Cup, Captain Zinger. We just talked about that with Dave Stockton as we finished up hour number 1.
Mm-hmm.
The pod system, a big win over Nick Faldo's team. I mean, that was big.
Couldn't have been better. In my opinion.
I like Faldo now. I do. I like Faldo more that he moved to Montana to have a fishing ranch. That sort of like won him over for me. Not to mention he was actually pretty entertaining as a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
More so than he was as a player, at least personality-wise.
Yes.
Well, we're hoping to catch up to America's favorite caddy. We're going to talk about Valhalla and the test that it has been, or the lack thereof. I mean, it's been really soft, and players have been taking advantage of it. It's really long, but that's not what you do to make golf courses tough. But it's an outdoor sport. What do when Mother Nature drops a bunch of rain? It's kind of what it is.
You know what bugs me is they have sub-airs under these greens, and the greens are too soft. They need to be firmer and harder, and hopefully they do that for the last 36 holes in the tournament.
You don't think they've been running the sub-air? I don't know if they have.
No.
Oh, you don't think they have at all?
No.
I would think they have. Well, anyway, hey, coming up, we got to talk about Scottie Scheffler. I know you're tuning in for that. We'll talk about that and the craziness that ensued on Friday morning. And what a bounce back to come back and shoot the score that he did, 66 in round number two. We'll look at the leaderboard, those in contention, those not making the weekend, some notable names, as well as some that are seriously fading. It's all coming up as we continue here on the Back Nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
The results are in a nationwide double-blind taste test. Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, it's here. Everyone stay calm. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. And when I say low, I mean low. I got my kids jumping bean tees for $3.99. Treated myself to some cute tees and tank tops under $5. And got great finds for our patio 50% off. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash on all of it. Sounds too good to be true? Well, I guess you'll have to go to Kohl's and find out for yourself. Select styles. Offers end May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
The segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com for all the details on the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, the resort that is going to open up this fall, and the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour events that are scheduled to be played at Black Desert, the all-new resort in southern Utah. BlackDesertResort.com and BlackDesertEvents.com for more information on sponsorship packages for the tour events, hospitality, volunteer, general admission tickets, all that available at BlackDesertEvents.com. And we appreciate you joining us here as we're looking at the halfway point of the 106th PGA Championship, Valhalla, Louisville, Kentucky. And wow, so much has happened. We talked about this in hour number one, but I know you're tuning in. We'll talk about it again here as Scottie Scheffler found himself in a surreal position where...
I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit, but... Yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
And he played a really good round of golf, shooting a 66 in that second round. We'll talk about that and get your – well, let's just – what are your thoughts on And do you think anything is really going to come of this when it's all said and done? He's actually scheduled to be arraigned on Tuesday following the PGA Championship.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be there. But it's kind of crazy, everything that happened. I think that there might be something that comes of it, but it's not going to be as critical or as bad as most people think. It'll be what it is, but, attorneys and everything, all those guys will take care of it. And, he may have to pay a fine or something, but I don't think it's going to be anything worse.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I thought he was all class in his news conference afterwards.
Yep.
And he praised the police. He said they were very nice to him when he was driving down and all that, even though he was really shaken and rattled by it. But there was video of him afterwards. After his round, he came back. So this was interesting about Scottie Scheffler. And again, we've talked about how he seems so genuine. I've listened to him. I've sat in press conferences live with him. I've watched him interact with fans. He is everything he appears to be on TV.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case, right, for every single person you see. Sometimes there's a bit of a facade out there in the public eye, but for Scotty, he's as genuine as they come. And I watched as he was walking to the first tee after all of that, some kids were standing there holding out things for him to sign. And he says, look, and he even stopped to kind of, as he was walking, I don't have time right now, but I'll be back. And I remember thinking, that's really nice of him, but man, this is not the day for it, you know?
Yeah.
So afterwards, there's video of him right back in that same spot, signing those autographs. And then afterwards, he walked up to the clubhouse with police officers, and he's shaking their hands. They're patting each other on the back. They're smiling. They're chuckling a little bit. And on he went. And so when I see all of that, and when I read some of the reports from some of the local prosecuting attorneys and things like that from the area that suggests if he was a danger, if he had really assaulted a police officer, what's the likelihood that he would be released so quickly? So if you start to put it all together, and by the way, this may have already happened by the time this airs from our taping, I think this whole thing gets dropped. I think everybody recognizes this was as Scotty said, it was a miscommunication and it was a chaotic scene. There was no intent to hurt anybody. There was no intent to break the law. It was just something that happened. And
that transpired,
so I just expect this whole thing to be dropped and go, wait, will that wait until after the championship? Will it happen before the weekend's over? Will it have already happened when you're listening to this? I don't know, but I suspect that does happen because this is something that Louisville, Valhalla, nobody wants necessarily to be out there as a continued part of the story, and Scotty doesn't want it to be.
Yeah, Scottie Scheffler, as you said, he goes out and he shoots 4 under in the first round, 67, and then all this happens, and he comes back out, is able to compartmentalize everything and shoots 66, 5 under par in the second round, and ends up at 9 under par. He currently tied for fourth with Thomas Dietrich, Mark Hubbard, and Bryson DeChambeau. So those guys are 3 shots back of Xander Schauffele, who's at 12 under par, Colin Morikawa at 11 under par, and Sahith Theegala is at 10 under par. So in my wildest dreams, when I woke up this morning, and you and I have been doing updates with different stations around the country and also our updates with our local station in Salt Lake City, and the guy says to me, he goes, with everything that I get this text, with everything that's going on with Scottie Scheffler, we should have a great conversation at 8:05 this morning. And I'm going, what? And then I turned on TV and I started looking at my phone and I'm going, what in the heck is going on? Is this just all a big joke or what's going on? And no, it wasn't a joke. And unfortunately, stuff like that happens. But it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to get distracted from what you're trying to do. And it could have been a big, huge distraction for Scottie Scheffler, and he didn't let it be.
It's pretty remarkable and speaks to his demeanor that it didn't, he was able to, that he was able to get through it. And he had this to say. This was kind of his statement, and this is just all you need to hear about Scottie Scheffler.
First of all, my sympathies go out to the family, Mr. Mills. I can't imagine what they're going through this morning. one day he's heading to the golf course to watch a tournament, and you know, a few moments later he's trying to cross the street, and now he's no longer with us. So I can't imagine what they're going through. My heart, you know, I feel for them. I'm sorry. My situation will get handled. It was just a chaotic situation and a big misunderstanding. And I can't comment on any of the specifics of it. So I feel like y'all are gonna be disappointed. But
yeah, he couldn't comment on it. But that was the end. You know, that was the gist of it. But he was very sincere. He was very genuine. And I suspect that you couldn't have arrested a nicer guy. Not that nice guys or being number one or anything, you know, is an excuse to let you off for doing something, you know, illegal. I just don't think that that's what happened here. And so that's why I think he would have more stress, I think, within his body and in his language if he thought something was actually going to come of this. So,
yeah. And the other thing that was really telling is he didn't throw his name around.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Scottie Scheffler. You know, I'm the number one golfer in the world. He didn't even think to throw his name around when he was talking with the officers and that kind of thing. So that tells you a lot about him as well.
Yeah, it's impressive. There's no question about it. So Scottie Scheffler trying to do what few have done, and that's win the Masters and the next major, which, you know, for the last 4 years has been the PGA. Prior to that, it was the U.S. Open. To win the PGA and the Masters in the same year, that's joining some elite company and puts him on track halfway to the Grand Slam, as the caddy calls it, the Denny's prediction. He's going for it. He's right there in position, Bob. We'll talk about the leaderboard coming up. We'll get into the challengers along with the world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, because there are some great names. And despite the fact that some of these players are going extremely low, it's starting to bunch up a little bit there, and there's a lot of firepower. I'm excited at the mix of major champions and those seeking their first majors.
Right. And I'm excited with the idea that, you know, some of these guys really bomb it and hit a long ways, but some of them don't. You know, you think of Colin Morikawa, he's not a bomber, and yet he's a tactician, and he is playing some really good golf and only a shot back. So, it's really going to be very interesting to see how this all shakes out over the next 2 days. And, you know, I'm excited to watch. You know, I've been watching it the first two rounds, but it's going to be really fun to watch it the next two.
So I look at this thing and you say, it's got to be Xander, right? He's at 12, but I'm looking at Colin Morikawa went 66-65. Now, Schauffele is probably not going to go lower than 62 since that's a tournament record, right? So he's obviously going to shoot higher than that. But I look at the players that got better in the second round, which with pin placements and stuff, tend to play a little more difficult. Bryson went 68-65, three shots better than his opening round. Scottie Scheffler, one shot better, 67-66, despite everything he went through. So I look at those guys and I say, you know what, maybe there's a trend here. They're starting to figure it out. Hideki Matsuyama, by the way, tied for 11th at 70-65, five shots better. So it just kind of shows a pattern that these players are starting to get more comfortable and figure this golf course out even more. So will that trend continue? I don't know. Just something maybe to point some things out. Hey, when we come back, we'll look at Xander Schauffele and his leads and his position in major championships and what that might tell about his opportunity to pick up his first major as we continue right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, Xander Schauffele, the man to beat over the weekend. He's at 12 under par atop the leaderboard. Prior to this week, Xander Schauffele has been inside the top 10 after 36 holes of a major six different times, going back to 2017 at the U.S. Open. He was tied for eighth after 36 holes, ended up tying for fifth. In 2018, at the Open Championship, he was tied for third, finished tied for second. 2019 Masters, tied for sixth, tied for second. Those were his two runners-up in major championships. In 2020, at the U.S. Open, he was tied for seventh, finished fifth. In 21 at the U.S. Open, tied for seventh, finished tied for seventh. And last year at the U.S. Open, he was tied for third after 36 holes and went on to finish tied for 10th. So here he is for the first time in a major championship. He has the outright lead. He's coming off of obviously a good week last week, although wasn't able to finish it on Sunday. Rory McIlroy with the win, playing much better than him on Sunday. What do you expect? And I guess this stat right here, Bob, isn't a great one when you look at only one of the last nine PGA championships was won by a player with the outright 36-hole lead. That was Brooks Koepka in 2019 at Bethpage, and he had a seven-shot lead at the halfway point. So, big game Brooks with a big lead is tough to catch at any major championship. How do you like Xander's chances?
Well, you know, when you get out in the lead, and I expected him to probably get in the house at about 13 or 14. He only got in at 12, shot three under par, which is still a great score. But when you get out in the lead and you're only one shot ahead and you've got all these guys with all the firepower that they have in their arsenals to be able to come after you, you got to keep the pedal down. You got these guys coming after you. And so Xander Schauffele is going to have to keep that pedal down. He's going to have to shoot at least 68 the next 2 days. He's going to have to get close to 20 under par. And if he can do that, he's going to be a PGA champion. But somebody's going to come from behind. They're going to shoot a great score today in the third round. And somebody's going to get in there and stick their nose in, whether it's Scotty or whomever. And it's going to be a shootout on Sunday, no doubt.
It's hard to believe he's 0 for 27 in majors so far, mm-hmm. which is, you know, again, he's just one top 10 finish in seven starts in the PGA Championship. He finished eighth earlier this year at the Masters, speaking of Xander Schauffele. So I think you're right, by the way. When you start looking at that leaderboard and those that are in the chaser position,
Yep.
I mean, I don't think Saith the Gall is afraid of anything.
No.
Right?
No, and he's been there before because at Southern Hills, he was there on the 18th hole, had a chance to win the golf tournament, and hit an unfortunate tee ball into the water on the right-hand side. But the thing about Xander is Xander's been there enough that he knows what it's going to be like to be in those final groups or close coming down the stretch on Sunday.
I mean, I'm looking at Colin Morikawa, a two-time major winner, 66-65. That's just solid golf, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yep.
In some ways you could say Xander went and threw a low one at him and then backed it up with a 68. There's a lot of scores on Friday lower than 68 there at the top of the leaderboard. And not to take anything away from him, you weren't going to best a 62. I get that. But Morikawa with two majors, you know, you have to think there's a little less pressure on a guy that already has a Wanamaker trophy and a claret jug when he's going after a third major championship. Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, that guy, he's got a chip on his shoulder to boot, right? And he went 65 in that second round. Mark Hubbard, 65, 68. Look, I give him all the credit in the world, but this is a guy with not a lot of experience in this position. So I have to think history would suggest that he might get lost in the shuffle. Scottie Scheffler there at 9 under par. Of all the nines, you're looking at, you know, Bryson and Scottie that are major champions and Hubbard and Dietrich that aren't. And I think you have to point to the guys that have been there before in that kind of a situation. It's a pressure cooker. And yeah, I look back to Max Homa and what he said after being in the spotlight, playing with Tiger the first 2 days at the Masters and then being there, you know, in those final groups on the weekend, that he earned it. He didn't backdoor it, as he said. He had to sleep on that lead with that pressure and face it for all 4 days. You know, how is Xander going to handle that? It's a different kind of thing. But as you pointed out, Xander has a lot more experience than Max Homa in that position.
Yeah, and as I've said before, the PGA Championship lends itself to first-time winners or first-time champions. And we've seen a bunch of them, including Colin Morikawa, who was a first-time winner in the PGA Championship at Harding Park. So, you know, to have Scottie there or Scottie there as a pursuer, to have Shoffley there as a potential first-timer, Tony Finau, potential first-timer, Victor Hovland, that's another one, as a potential first-timer. Here's a guy that he's at 8 under par. He's at 4 shots back along with Tony Finau. But Victor Hovland has been a no-show all year long. And I just found out 2 weeks ago, he brought his old coach back, knows his golf swing. He's back to hitting that little fade. And he's abandoned those things that he was talking about at Augusta. And here he is right back in the mix again, playing some really, really good golf.
So, that's a huge story. I mean, he was so far down a weird rabbit hole at Augusta that what he was talking about freaked me out. Almost freaked me out as much as watching Johnson Wagner try to hit chip shots on Live From the other night. Seriously, Bob, that gave me sweats. I was like, I can't watch this. I don't want to think about this. This is a guy that won 3 times on the PGA Tour, and he's out there sculling him and chunking him, and he just gave up. And I'm like, no. I mean, I just don't believe in that stuff. But I saw it, so then it makes me believe, and I don't want to believe. It's messing with my head.
Oh my goodness!
I know. I don't want any part of that.
And you know what's another interesting one? Look who played well today and is only 5 shots back. Brooks Koepka. He's at 7 under par.
He's the defending champ.
And he's the defending champ.
He's won back-to-back PGAs and back-to-back U.S. Opens. I mean, the guy knows how to do it.
You know, if he has a great round, you know, 66, 65, and there's any kind of hiccups up in front of him, he's going to be right up there in the mix for Sunday as well.
Another 65 in the second round is Hideki Matsuyama, who is at 7 under par with Brooks. And that guy's scary good. Like, he can get it going, right? So no one's going to be paying attention to Hideki, but you might want to. Justin Thomas is the hometown favorite. He's there at 6 under par. And 69-67, he's got all the support in the world there. He's absolutely loving the feeling and, you know, said afterwards that he believes he can do it, but whether he will, he's not sure. But, I mean, that's tough. 6 shots back, Bob, at the halfway point is a tough one, knowing that the lead tip, a lot of times in major championships, it'll start to come back a little bit over the weekend.
Yep.
That is not going to happen. It's going to continue to get deeper. So I just start looking at the sixes going, that's going to be hard to catch up. It's going to take some pretty it's going to take maybe a historic round of golf to get back in the mix when you're that far back.
Yeah, and another guy that is quite a ways back, tied for 27th as Rory McIlroy. Could only fashion together a 71 in the second round after shooting 66 in the first round. He's at 5 under par. You mentioned Max Homa. He's at 4 under par. And the guy who's trying to get the career Grand Slam, Jordan Spieth, he finished at 4 under par as well.
Yeah, Grand Slam's not going to happen, but I was happy to see Jordan made the cut after coming off of MC at the Masters earlier this year. And by the way, Jordan's missed 2 of his last 3 cuts in majors that he's played. So good to see him out there playing the weekend. Golf needs Jordan to be playing. I mean, Jordan's one of those guys that's just fun to watch. We'd like to see him. Some of the notables that aren't playing the weekend, Tiger Woods, as we mentioned. We'll talk a little bit more about him with the caddy coming up. Wyndham Clark, who is going to be the defending champion at Pinehurst next month, didn't make the cut. Adam Scott, Jake Knapp, Matt Fitzpatrick, and John Rahm. You know, Rahm was a curious one, Bob. Rahm came out and, you know, nobody was talking about John Rahm going into this. That was a point of focus last week on our preview show. Yeah. But then for him to come out in his Tuesday press conference and essentially say, I'm still here. I'm still a member of the PGA Tour. I'm just suspended, but I'm all about trying to help the PGA Tour. I'm like, what are you even saying? And Aaron Oberholzer about lost it. In fact, his quote was, I wanted to wring his neck through the TV. You know, what do you make of Rahm? Because it feels like in this short attention span world that we live in, that John Rahm has been forgotten, which is crazy to think of where he was just a year ago.
Yeah, he has been forgotten, and he's trying to make himself valid or keep himself in the public eye and present, because guess what? People aren't seeing him on Live Golf and what they're doing out there. So there's no relevancy there, and it's tough to watch, especially with a guy that is as good of a golfer as he is.
And I would submit that not playing against these guys on a regular PGA Tour schedule does make a difference, and I think their skills diminish a little bit. And you look at Dustin Johnson and Phil Mickelson, by the way, this week, and they look like they're gone. I mean, that they don't even look relevant anymore, which is sad. You know, I mean, obviously Phil's got some age, but DJ was still playing pretty good golf before he left to go to Live.
Yeah, and Ludwig Oberg. Mm. Unfortunate to see him shoot even par total and miss out by making the cut as well after finishing second at the Masters.
He was definitely on my favorites list going in to this week, even though it was only his second major and first time playing the PGA Championship. Hey, when we come back, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy. We'll run through all these different storylines with him and get his thoughts on what he has seen so far and what we might finish the show out on what we might see for the rest of the weekend. Thanks for joining us, a PGA Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, thanks again for joining us here. It's Real Golf Radio PGA Championship Edition, and let's get some insights from America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Maybe.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy joins us each and every week here on Real Golf Radio, and I'll tell you what, caddy, obviously we've talked about the leaderboard. We've talked about the golf course, and I want to get all your thoughts on that, but we got to start. How surreal was it Friday morning to wake up and find out that Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, was in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit with a mugshot and charged with a second-degree felony? I mean, I don't know how you make this stuff up.
Well, the first thing that went through my head, and you've got to consider my age because this is age-appropriate, was, break it off! Break it off! Break Anyway.
He did send us a Beavis
little
in my head.
Yeah. I did, yeah. Yeah, that's just a classic, right? Well, I can't say that was expected. Look, my take on it, and I really don't know what the heck's going on. I know he was there real early in the morning. It was dark. It was raining. You had an accident with a fatality. There's probably a high stress level amongst the people working on the roads, the police officers, et cetera. I can't imagine. It'd be shocking to me that if you're there 3 hours before your tee time, that you're in a hurry to get in there. He probably just misunderstood a direction or didn't see one or whatever. And, you know, who knows? Anyway, I thought the mugshot was exceptional. He looks like an Armenian gun dealer. I'm scared of Scotty after seeing that mugshot. That was a great mug. That was the best mugshot of all the Tour Pros mugshots. That's the best one.
I don't know.
Of all the Tour Pros?
No, Tigers was way better than that.
Which one?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're Scotty, like I'd be like, whoa. It looks like a professional photographer went and did like 50 photos and they picked the best one.
A headshot.
It's just awesome.
A headshot, yeah. For the world number one.
How about
in orange.
The guy? Yeah. Well, Scotty Scheffler, he's starting to annoy me a little bit because he's so good. You know, he's never even been put in timeout by his parents. That's how good he was growing up. He doesn't do anything wrong. He's the greatest golfer. He's the nicest guy on the planet. You know, and now he takes a perfect mugshot. I mean, he's great at pickleball. You've seen him play pickleball. He just does everything well. It's nuts. What's going on here? Who is this guy?
Well, and this is what he had to say afterwards about how he spent his time.
I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play. And so I started going through my routine, and I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today. But like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit. But, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
Just stretching in a jail cell.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't done that before they played a major championship, really?
Well, if you had to poll the person who's least likely to have a mugshot during their PGA Tour career, he's got to be at the top of the list. So
I would think so.
I'm glad everything worked out okay. You know, one of my buddies who was a golf writer, he said, isn't it amazing how he could come out there and play that well and compose himself and this and that? And I said, no, it's not. He's the number one player in the world. That's what the number one players learn how to do, is play around distractions, right? I mean, that's not an easy one, but that's what they do. They have the strong, it shows you how strong the mental game is there. That's a super strong mental game right there, to play like nothing happened. So,
okay, Caddy. So I got a question for you. We had this big thing that blew up, yesterday morning with Scottie Scheffler and, being booked into jail and stuff like that. Now in Saturday's round, you've got his caddy Teddy, that's going to be at a family member's graduation. Could there be anything weird about this week that would propel him to go all the way ahead and win the PGA Championship, or more weird?
What just occurred to me is what we have is the making of a tremendous country song. You're getting thrown in jail. Oh, your caddy's leaving you in the lurch. Defend for yourself.
Don't tell me his dog's going to die.
The next thing, like, he's going to go home and his dogs are going to bite him, right? I mean,
yep.
What happens next? His pickup truck's going to get stolen. And he has a pickup truck, by the way, and I believe it has duct tape on it. I think it does. I'm not sure, but.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I thought it was a Suburban, but that's okay. Same thing.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, Teddy's going to his daughter's graduation, I think.
Yep.
Is that right? So that's pretty cool. I'm not sure. Probably happened somewhere along the line where a caddy's gone to a special event and missed the day or something. But it's very different when you're talking about the number one player in the world seeking the Grand Slam, and it's pretty cool that Scotty's obviously really cool with it. I bet Scotty even probably suggested it. I'll bet you he said, hey, why don't you go do that?
Well, they talked about it at the beginning of the season, and he threw that date out, and they'd already decided. They knew what day it was. They knew what it was going to correspond with, and Scotty was 100%. I mean, Scotty said it's always been family first, and that includes with the caddy. And so, they're on the same page for that. The question I have for you is, will it be a disruption at all, in your opinion, for Scotty, or do you think it'll just be business as usual, or does it even focus him a little bit more?
It is a disruption, period. It's so different for the routine of that round. It's not even funny. So it's going to be a disruption. That doesn't mean he's not going to shoot 61, or whatever.
61.
So, but yeah, it's definitely different. It's definitely different.
Are you surprised in the scoring this week?
No. You know where I'm going next, mm-hmm, after that question. You know where this goes.
Soft White greens. Golf course.
See it? Soft greens. See you later.
Doesn't matter how long.
Having done
soft
our
greens,
little,
they're going to beat it up.
The other thing is, too, having our little excursion to Pinehurst, those greens were so good. They were so good. How do you miss a putt? And that's what you have in high-level golf now, too. The conditions are so... Bob, how many putts would your dad have made on these greens? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he would have made a bunch.
I mean,
yep.
I mean, he made a bunch. He would have never missed any. Remember Oakmont, the year Dustin Johnson won? I had a caddy. It was Kenny Harms, Kevin Na's caddy. We were talking on Monday, and he was telling me that no one's going to break 75. It's so firm. It's impossible. It's borderline unfair. and it started raining, and DJ shot 65 the first round. And there's that's what the wet does for you. How it rolls.
Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Otherwise, besides the softness, do you like Valhalla in particular as a major championship venue?
Well, it certainly has produced some memorable championships. You've got Tiger and Bob May, which was a total classic. You've got Rory finishing in the thunderstorm before it got dark, rushing to finish. That was an interesting deal. Valhalla is a big golf course. Tracy Phillips, who's probably 61 years old, is playing, and there's an interesting story behind him. But I saw his interview a day or two ago. He hasn't even reached the 17th. He couldn't reach the 17th fairway off the tee. It's like 260 something to the fairway uphill. It's 2 or 3 yards uphill, and it's like 260 plus to the fairway. That's a long carry. I mean, you get any breeze in your face, and there's regular tour players who might struggle getting to that fairway. It's a big, big golf course, big piece of property. I didn't caddy there in the major there or that Ryder Cup. I didn't caddy at the course. So that makes it a little tough for me to judge. As much as I walk around a place, you have to see shots on it to really make a fair judgment. I do. So
interesting.
So
I think
so the weather, I was just gonna say the weather the next couple of days is supposed to be actually pretty good. They were calling for moisture on Saturday, but it's going to be partly cloudy and then straight sun on Sunday. So what do you expect that we're going to see over the weekend as far as the players are concerned, and how deep are they going to take it, and what's the winning score going to be?
Yeah, you're still going to see a lot of good scores. I don't think you're probably going to see the Sunday round where Yates a really good score. I think it's still going to be 66 or 65 or 64 being a really good score on Sunday. So I expect pretty darn good scores to keep going along. And if you're leading, you better be shooting minimum pair of 68s on the weekend and hoping that does it. It's going to probably take better than that. So, yeah, that's what I expect. But look, you can always mess around a little bit with pin placements and things like that. But
they have sub air on the greens.
The guys are they do. That can do a certain amount of stuff. But what you need, you need the sunny, windy day on Saturday. And then it could bleed into Sunday and dry it out. If there's some moisture during the day, Saturday, it's not going to get there. It's not going to get firmed up for Sunday. It's just not going to happen.
Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. In 12 of the last 13 PGA championships, the eventual winner was inside the top 10 after two rounds. The only exception was in 2020 when Colin Morikawa was tied for 25th after 36 holes and came back to win at Harding Park. And only one of the last 9 PGA championships was won by a player with the outright 36-hole lead. That doesn't bode well for Xander Schauffele. Brooks Koepka did it back in 2019 at Bethpage. He led by 7 shots after the second round that year. So you actually predicted the Denny's last week on our show, and Scottie Scheffler is right there in position to claim major number 2 of the year and keep that Denny's Grand Slam alive.
Oh, I'm sticking to Denny's. Absolutely. And I wasn't real happy about because I didn't know about Ted Scott not being there Saturday, which is making that reality a little tougher, I think. But hey, it'll be a great story, won't it? What a story. This week's a story done already. So
it's already a good book. Is that what you're saying?
It is. It is indeed.
Let me ask you about Tiger. Obviously, 72-77, 7 over par, tied for 134th. it was a tough day out there. He went 7-4-7. Yeah, I mean, you don't ever want to see that on a scorecard with a pair of triples and a bogey sandwiched in between. But I know you probably didn't get a chance to watch a lot of Tiger Woods, but he still says at the beginning of the week that he still believes, he still has, you know, that he can do something, that he can win. How much longer do you think we're going to see Tiger out there?
So I think there was some stat about his last 10 or 12 major rounds, he's averaging 75 point something.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been kind of going along, and the good stuff's not happening yet, right? And there's definitely, you're looking at it going, here's the thing when I'm watching him swing. He looks like pretty much like he could play pretty good. But there's enough of that stiff back thing down through the ball. It's very, very visible in his swing, right? It's very obvious the way he's got different mobility. And the problem with golf at the highest level is it doesn't take much of a tweak at all to totally throw you off. It's such a fine line sport. You're walking a tightrope all the time. And it just takes very little to knock you off that tightrope where all of a sudden you're 68 to 74. It doesn't take much. And, I mean, I've always said on the show the whole time, I'm never going to bet against that guy. But I'd say if we're talking next year at this time and the major rounds are still looking like they are this year, then I think that's when you can legit say. I mean, he's going to be, is he 46 right now?
48.
Wait, Tiger's 48 now?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be 49 next year. Yeah.
He'll be 49 in December.
Yeah, he's not a Fred Funk 49 either. He's 49 going on, what, 56 with the back, right? So, yeah, I mean, freaky things could happen, but I don't think I'm going to say, yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit down on it.
Yeah, I know it's hard. It's hard to say Tiger's done because we've seen Tiger defy odds, you know, before, but it doesn't look great. But it's great to have him out there. I'll say this. So, you know, any chance guys get, you know, fans get a chance to see Tiger Woods hit golf shots in a tournament is a thrill for them. And appreciate him giving us a show, even if it's not the best show that we've seen out of Tiger over the years. Caddy, that's all the time we have. Great call on the Denny's, by the way. I'm excited to see if it plays out. If we're halfway there, we are going for a Denny's breakfast just to celebrate the halfway point because I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to wait till it's wrecked. I want that breakfast, man. Let's get it done. Let's make it happen.
100%. That's a great call.
As he's off to grab something to eat right now. That's the Caddy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. It's this jam-packed leaderboard. It looks great. Xander Schauffele going for his first major. Colin Morikawa looking for his third. Saith Theegala. Scotty Scheffler looking to make it two in a row. Unbelievable stuff. Hope you enjoy the weekend at the PGA Championship. Thanks to the Caddy for joining us, Dave Stockton, for our producer, Dave Glauser, for Bob Casper, and I'm Brian Taylor. Enjoy PGA. We'll see you next week right here to wrap it all up on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.